You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
I hate March. I'm done with March. I hate March. Is it April yet? I'm so done. Amber and Ian presented by Progressive Insurance. You can find him at Ian Fitz ESPN. You can find me at Amber W Sports. We are 48 hours into this thing. Done, Ian Fitzsimmons. Over it.
This would be because Amber's Florida Gators had a monster comeback against the Colorado Buffaloes. Down 13, they tie it with about 9 seconds to go at 100 a pop. I mean, well, that's an NBA game. 100 to 100 in regulation. And then it's a Kawhi Leonard-like baseline jumper from Colorado that
Relax.
Hits every top.
No defense.
Every part of the rim bounces around and then falls in. With 1 second to go, a heave misses. Colorado wins 102-100, and the SEC falls to 1-4 in the madness that is the tourney known as the NCAA in March. My
Just
God.
Just absolutely
and now
ripped
Auburn.
My heart out.
It is
and now Auburn.
Final.
Unbelievable.
Yale, the smart kids from Yale have just taken down mighty Auburn, the SEC champs. Yale has just beaten Auburn 78-76, and now the SEC falls to 1-5, and the smart kids survive and advance. Amber?
Shout out to Auburn for being even more embarrassing. than the Gators. Within seconds of my Gators losing. That'll take some heat off us. So shout out.
Woo.
It is a bad tournament for the SEC. And you and I talked about this when we were leading up to this tournament because the SEC was such a great conference this year in college basketball. And how was that going to play out in March? Would they have beat each other up too much throughout the regular season going into the tournament? Or does that make them battle tested and ready to go? And it appears that maybe they left too much on the floor in the regular season because the SEC, other than Tennessee, Ian, that is the lone representative thus far for the SEC in March.
Yeah, this is one where, and a lot of coaches talk about this, where there's so much emphasis put on the tournament, and that's how you're judged, that the regular season just goes, and it's gone bye-bye, right? The two best conferences in college basketball this year, hands down, were the Big 12 and the SEC. And the Big 12 yesterday went 3-2.
Mm-hmm.
The SEC yesterday 1-3. Today, now they are 0-2. And now their hopes are riding on, you know, teams like
Texas
Alabama.
A&M.
Yep. And by the way, I like Nebraska against A&M. That's not a bet to your hands bleed pick, but
well, that's not going to help right now. By the way, Nebraska up 10-8 on Texas A&M. So we'll keep you updated there. That is some live action. Alabama will be taking on Charleston, that game tipping off in just about 30 minutes from now, so we'll keep you updated there. Those are the hopes for the SEC. Yale, 13th seeded Yale, taking down Auburn 78-76. And in terms of my Gators, it was heartbreak. Now, I didn't have my Gators going that far after our center went down with a broken leg at the beginning of the SEC championship. But still, it was so disappointing to not get past this round. But it was also the way in which it happened, Ian. Are there things worse than the ball on a last-second shot that is going to decide the game when it is against you and it is just bouncing around the rim? Like, that is so much insult to injury. I would have felt so much better had that just been a swoosh, nothing but net. We get it in there, bada-bing, bada-boom. Boom, Colorado wins. No. It toyed with me. The damn ball toyed with me for like a solid 2 seconds. It bounced like four times around this stupid rim before it went in.
Now you know what the Philadelphia 76ers feel like when Kawhi's ball, right, again, from Toronto, just kind of danced around there on a baseline shot, just like that one from Colorado, and it just dances around. And it feels like it's up there for 9 minutes, and it falls through. and you lose. I mean, but this is also the pageantry and the romance of the tourney, because if that ball doesn't go in and you go to OT and you come back and win, you're going, how are you not romantic about March Madness? Instead,
I mean, I'm not feeling romantic right now.
You feel like you just got dumped. You feel like you just got dumped, right? And divorced by your Florida Gators.
The opposite of romance.
Oh, Amber, man.
Amber and Ian is presented by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career path with flexibility and great pay and benefits? Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today. So we will keep you updated on all of the live men's tourney action and, of course, be unpacking all throughout the show tonight on Amber and Ian. What we have seen, what we have witnessed thus far, Kentucky falling yesterday, obviously a huge story moving forward, so we will get into all of that. But also, the women's college basketball tournament kicked off today, Ian Fitzsimmons. And right now in live action, Florida State and Alabama are going at it, 57-66, Alabama leading the way. Vanderbilt and Baylor duking it out. Baylor is up 41-34 on Vandy. You had South Carolina winning today huge over Presbyterian. You had Texas winning today huge over Drexel. Ohio State taking care of business easily against Maine. And you had LSU winning by a closer margin, 10 points, 70-60, over 14th seed Rice. Kim Mulkey, the LSU head coach, although they won, was not thrilled with her team's performance.
I don't want to take anything away from Rice. I thought they played their hearts out. I thought it was exciting for their team. That's not the same team that LSU put on the floor in the championship of the SEC tournament. We don't have much time, but that was a bad performance today, and I thought it was a lot of selfish play today, and it starts with me on getting them ready, I guess.
So okay. Kim Mulkey, being Kim Mulkey, right, yeah. Ian? I mean, that's the brand in part, but also she's frustrated because Rice played them more close. And in this women's tournament, what you see on the women's side of the bracket, blowout, 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 and not so much with LSU Rice.
Yeah, and by the way, the bet of the day was what Joe Fortenbaugh mentioned to us 2 days ago, and that was there will be a team in the women's bracket in the first round that will double up, and I think it was -120 or 130 on ESPN bet, that will double the score of their opponent in the first round. And South Carolina did that today. It was like 90-something to 38.
91-39.
Yeah. South Carolina. That was the stone-cold, easy layup, you know, easiest, you know, if you bet, you know, $100, you know, you had to wait 130 to win 100. Bam. I mean, that was the easiest money known to mankind.
Almost happened a couple times. I mean, Texas beat Drexel 82-42, right? I mean, that's the thing with the women's tournament, sort of how it goes here in the early rounds.
In that first round, and man, that is the easiest wager. Until it doesn't happen, keep betting that one every single year. But as far as Mulkey goes, she sends a message like Nick Saban did for all those years at Alabama through the media to her team. And that's what she's doing right now. I mean, she wasn't screaming. She wasn't yelling. That was very Saban-esque, like delivering a message through the media, we got to be better. And I guarantee you see a different LSU team coming up in the second round.
Middle Tennessee, 11th seed, beat Louisville, the 6th seed, 71-69. So that's been the lone upset so far in the women's tournament. And the women's tournament not known for upsets the same way that the men's tournament is. From a betting perspective, that can be helpful. From a bracket perspective, that can be helpful. Where in these early rounds, typically you're not going to get the double-digit seeds beating the big teams, right? You did get Middle Tennessee, though, giving it to Louisville. You had a close game as well between Michigan State and North Carolina, the 9th seed and 8th seed respectively. North Carolina ends up winning 59-56, and Duke beat Richmond 72-61. So we'll keep you updated on the women's tournament as well all throughout tonight's show. Plus, of course, we have to discuss the greatness that is Caitlin Clark.
And we have to discuss what your son, Cullen, your 4-year-old son, Cullen, said to you about Colorado. What was that comment he made?
I mean, he's not my son anymore. I'm putting that kid up for adoption. He said, go Colorado. Here's the thing, and we're up against it, so I don't want to get too far into this, but here's the thing. My husband, throughout our entire relationship, and we've been together now like 11 years, throughout our entire relationship, I think my husband gets joy out of rooting against my teams. So my husband will actively root against the Gators, and he'll actively root against the Heat or whomever just to anger me. And it works every time. It's worked for over a damn decade. And so he was out there. He was rooting for Colorado just to anger me when I walked out in the living room between our break when we were in our pre-show meeting. And then my little four-year-old, who's influenced by my husband, says, go Colorado. And I'm like, no. Like, that's not happening in this household unless you want to be out on the street.
Both men are getting punted out of the Wilson Casa, right? I mean, it's done. Out. See ya.
Divorce. I'm not even fighting him for full custody. He can have that custody. Sacrilege. Does my husband love me?
If...
If he actively roots against my team.
I mean, you guys do have like a
79-37.
You guys do vacation in Colorado quite a bit. So, I mean, there's the connection.
That's not why. So. We could have been playing anybody. He would have been Drexel. He would have been whoever. He couldn't even spell the name of.
Is that why you ran out of the room to drop kick him after Florida lost? You just ran and stiff forearm?
I can neither confirm nor deny, but there were some profanities that were screamed, and I was glad that game ended before we went live on air. Coming up next, you might have recorded them. God, I hope not.
No. I heard them. Okay. I wish I was recording the screen though. Right. The way that all of that happened was hilarious. I'm sorry. I love misery and other people being miserable. Everything about what happened there, except for you like being actually sad about it, was hilarious to me.
You should have been rolling tape, actually. It would have just been beep, beep, beep.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a failure on James Steele's part. Coming up next year on Amber and Ian, is it time for Coach Cal and Kentucky to part ways? That is next on ESPN Radio.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
John Calipari is now 1-4 in his past 5 NCAA tournament games. That is not something that Kentucky fans are accustomed to, and not something that they are taking well here on Amber and Ian. So, I shout out to Kentucky for being more embarrassing right now than my Florida Gators, by the way. But the thing is, the way that Kentucky loses this game to Oakland really shocks the world, Ian. And I think I had Kentucky in one of my brackets going to the Final Four. A lot of people had expectations for a team that was packed full of future NBA talent. The talent isn't the problem there, but when you watched that game, it looked like children playing against grown men, because quite literally, the men on Oakland were significantly older and had a huge advantage there than the players on Kentucky on a team that was largely freshmen.
All right, this is what drives me insane, because Coach Cal last night after the game was talking about how they have a great recruiting class coming in with young guys, but then he also said moments later, or not moments, but a couple minutes later, that he may have to reevaluate how they do things. They may have to get older. Well, Kentucky fans aren't stupid. Kentucky fans are not passionate about their basketball. They are obsessed with their basketball team. And they know that 2 years ago, when they got bounced by St. Peter's in the first round, that was an older team. They went older and got bounced in the first round. Now they went younger and got bounced in the first round. And he's talking about a young recruiting class coming in, yet talking about getting older. I mean, what are we doing here? We're going in circles. So,
in large part, though, he's done it the young way throughout his entire career. I mean, he even said that after the game. He said, I've always won with young players, and so it would be hard for me to change.
Yeah, you can't say both, though. Like, we have to get older. Well, you were older a couple years ago and you lost. You know, and I know St. Peter's made that magical run to the Elite Eight, right? But still, this is Kentucky. And right now, it doesn't look like Cal, and I can't believe I'm going to say this because I have a ton of respect for him, but it doesn't look like he – you watch Tom Izzo coach, right? Let's just go elderly coach to elderly coach, right? Tom Izzo lives and dies.
At 65? I don't know if you're elderly.
In coaching world? Yeah. Hell yeah, yes. You are. Yeah.
Like these coaches these days.
Tom Izzo lives and dies with every possession. Every single possession. Cal, right. It doesn't look that way. And here's the thing. Like he blamed age. Like he said, we made a lot of mistakes, and a lot of the mistakes were made by freshmen. Well, hold on a minute, Cal. You had a guy in Golkey who's got two kids, bad back, 38 years old, right? Launching 10 threes against you, and off the bench, and you didn't go and guard. You made zero adjustments. Zero.
Well, they didn't see it coming.
Oakland. Right. Oakland hit.
Also, I mean, quite literally, Golkey does look like a grown man. Like, it looked like a grown man.
A receding hairline. Yeah, I know.
Playing boys. And yet those boys are going to end up one day looking far more impressive than any moment Golkey has ever looked on a basketball court. We all know that.
They hit 15 threes last night. 15. How about defending? There's this little arc right around, you know, it's on each half of the court. It's called a three-point line. You might want to defend that when a guy hits maybe two or three of them. When he gets to 10, it's a little too late. So, Cal, this had nothing to do with freshmen making mistakes. How about changing some stuff up? How about defending a three-point line? This had nothing to do with age. And right now,
really?
Big Blue
I
Nation.
I agree with that.
What?
I feel like it did. I feel like it did have a lot to do with age. Because I think that we're in a different era of basketball than we used to be. Eight of these 15 rostered players for Coach Cal are freshmen. And when you're coming into college, it's just different when you're 18 than when you're 24 years old, right? Or 23 years old. It's just a different thing. It's a different thing in terms of the development of your body and everything else. And so there's a lot of talent on that Kentucky team. But because they are so young, and now we live in the world of NIL, where these guys are staying in college for 3-4 years, and there are schools, Ian, that only now recruit the transfer portal. They don't even bother recruiting kids out of high school anymore. None of that was the case 5 years ago.
I don't disagree with
that.
That
has changed dramatically around John Calipari, where now a lot of these schools, especially the mid-majors are just spending all of their time on the transfer portal, and they're rolling out teams with grown-ass men. And although the freshmen are more talented, ultimately, in terms of their future in basketball, in a given night in March, it shows up, the difference there in age.
I agree and disagree because, look, I understand the age part, but at this point of the season, in March, freshmen are sophomores. They've got a season under their belt, and they did not run anybody. Watching that game, you and I watched the game last night. They didn't run anybody at that three-point line. Zero. They hit 15 threes last night. That had nothing to do with age. That was coaching. I mean, bottom line, end of conversation. So, and when you're talking in postgame, out of both sides of your mouth, how you have to get older, yet you have this great recruiting class coming in, you're blaming freshmen for making freshmen mistakes. Well, hey, Cal, sorry to hear about it, man. That's coaching. And right now, Big Blue Nation is not angry. They're livid. And they're talking about looking for a change. And think about this, Amber. How many SEC tournament wins does that man have in the last 3 years? Got one.
3 years? Yeah. Right, 3 years. I mean, yes.
And then you look at how many NCAA tournament wins does he have in the last 3 years? He's got one.
Three. One. But that's a very living in the moment evaluation.
3 years?
Which I understand. I understand that's what we're doing at Kentucky. Because when you're coaching at a school with that level of expectation, that's what's going to come with it. But also, you are ignoring the overall resume.
3 years. 3 years. I mean, look, they won that natty in, what, 12? And I understand he's gone to 3 national championships, but it's been a long time. I mean, a long time. When you get bounced in the first round by St. Peter's 2 years ago, you win one tournament game last year, and you get bounced this year in the first round, I'm sorry. I mean, when it comes to Kentucky basketball or Alabama football or Ohio State football, right, you know, or Duke basketball or UNC, that's just unacceptable. And that's the
that's
way.
That's fine,
that,
but where are you going? You have to have a plan. Where are you going? Who is the guy that is going to come in? And you could probably maybe find, certainly could find somebody younger. Coach Kyle is 65 years old. Could you find somebody more innovative? Maybe. Could you find somebody more committed to the transfer portal? Maybe. Are you going to find somebody with a better resume? No. Are you going to find somebody more respected than Coach Cal? No. So
I got one name. He won't do it, but I got one name. You can money with
that's
him.
The thing.
And he's not going to do it. That's Jay Wright.
Who?
Jay Wright's got two natties, right? He's got those fine Italian silk suits. He has a cush job right now with CBS on the desk.
He
does not have the stress of living and dying, you know, with wins and losses or dealing. And the reason he got out is because of NIL and the portal and the change that has happened in college athletics. There's no way you're going to be able to go get him, but you would have to find
if you're him, if you're Jay Wright, you are definitely not going to want to deal with that at Kentucky.
Hell no. No.
The pressure.
I mean, if you pay me football money, right? Like, I want $10 million plus, right, on
these
a four-year contract. It ain't going to happen.
These networks pay millions now, man.
I get
That's the only thing about it.
You ask
these coaches
me,
make millions of dollars doing what you and I do.
I know. And guess what? You asked me for a name. I gave you a name, right? But he ain't going to do it. So you got to go find, as Alabama did, that Kalen DeBoer, who will gut you with a spoon behind the scenes to win a game, but in front of the camera, he's one of the nicest guys you're ever going to meet. And that those guys are very hard to find.
And Kalen DeBoer, we're in the honeymoon phase now. If he doesn't start winning right away at Alabama, that's going to run out very, very quickly. And that's the problem. When you end up moving on from a legendary coach, you can get into a carousel of coaches. Coming up next here, more on the fallout from Kentucky losing to Oakland in the first round. That's next on ESPN Radio.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network. Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Fallout is still severe from the third-seeded Wildcats' improbable 80-76 loss to the 14th-seeded Oakland. Amber and Ian presented by Progressive Insurance. Let's bring in some help with the conversation about that loss and all things SEC. Our friend Peter Burns, SEC Network, also host, of course, of Best Week Ever right here on ESPN Radio Sunday mornings. And Peter, thanks so much for your time. I mean, I've got to start with what happened with Kentucky. It's all anybody's still talking about. And now all anybody's really wondering is the future of Calipari. Can you actually see a world where he's no longer the head coach there at Kentucky?
It's fine. I'm fine. You're fine. Everybody's fine. There's nothing that, like, you know, that meme,
fan.
The meme of the dog that's having coffee at the table and the whole house is burning around it.
Uh-huh. Right.
That's basically what's happening with Kentucky basketball. Because, you know, y'all, this is not the first year this has happened, right? This is several years that everybody travels over to Nashville for the SEC basketball tournament, and they're one and done. And then now you look at what? They're 1-4 in their last five tournament games. And you start wondering what needs to change, if anything. And, you know, Fitz, we talked about it a little bit. And the idea of, all right, he's went old school or like older with Sheeb Way and Xavier Wheeler and some of those guys a couple years ago, and they had an early exit. Now he went super young and talented, and they weren't ready. They looked, nervous underneath the spotlight. What do you change, if anything, right now if you're Kentucky or Coach Cal?
Well, that's the question that we had this morning on SEC this morning on Sirius XM channel 374. And Burns, I'm gonna flip it back on you. What do you do if you're Kentucky? Because Mitch Barnhart, I mean, the athletic director of Kentucky, was visibly, shall we say, well, pissed. I mean, let's just be honest. I mean, he was disappointed. He was angry. Any negative emotion, that was the AD at Kentucky, Mitch Barnhart. So what do you do? Because Cal's talking out of both sides of his mouth. He said we have to get older, yet that team you referenced against St. Peter's was an older team. This was a younger team, and you still got bounced in the first round. So what do they do?
I think what you do, and the only way this is saved right now, is I think Coach Cal goes the full Jim Harbaugh experience. And what I mean by that, okay, is remember when Harbaugh had lost, 15 years in a row to Ohio State in the big game, right? And they were going to run him out. And then finally, you know, he went to Ward Manuel, the athletic director. He said, listen, I'll take a pay cut. I'll take less money. Let me figure this out. My heart's here. I want to figure this out. They did. It bought goodwill with the athletic department. It bought goodwill amongst the football program. It bought some goodwill amongst the fan base. And look at what happened. He rededicated himself. Is Coach Cal going to do that? I don't know if he is. I really don't know. But that's about the only way, y'all, that I can see Kentucky fans being back on board with Coach Cal being their guy. Like, I've seen A&M fans lose football games and then ask people about what they thought with Jimbo Fisher. It wasn't as full of vitriol as I've heard Kentucky fans over this last 24 to 48 hours about just the constant, has the game passed Coach Cal by? Like, nobody cares about the NBA draft picks. Nobody cares about how much money John Wall or DeMarcus Cousins has. He talks about it a lot. What they care about is they spend their money to go into Rupp Arena and travel across the country to see this team play. They just want to see them win some damn ball games, and they can't do it. And it's not as if they're losing to North Carolina or Tom Izzo or Michigan State. They're losing to St. Peter's, and they're losing to a guy that looks like he sells insurance for Northwest Mutual. I mean,
Golkey
looks like he... You know, he's a Sugar Ray account. He's an accountant for Sugar Ray.
Do not knock a guy who's 34 with three kids and a bad back knocking down 10 trays in round one of the NCAA tournament.
How much Icy Hot was on that man's ankles afterwards?
I can smell him from
all
here.
Of it.
I get it.
He was
but
very transparent that he's not going to the league and that he's got no hope of it, and that he was playing against guys who are going to end up in the league. I thought it was cool. I thought the self-awareness of that. Like, but, you know,
Amber, real quick, is that not the greatest low-key smack talk ever, though?
Awesome.
Is be like, oh, I mean, you know, I'll be selling insurance, and a little old me, I'm not going to the NBA, and I just torched your 475 McDonald's All-Americans.
But I do wonder, also, in this world that we now live in, where it quite literally looked like children out there, that, yes, those children will end up in the NBA, but it was like children against grown men. So, of course, these grown men are going to have a decided advantage there before kind of the kids get to develop and actually end up those draft picks that go on to a good future there. I do wonder, the guys on Kentucky currently, the way Coach Cal does it, they've got a lot more to play for in terms of their future, but these teams that they're losing to, that is it. Like, it's everything. Winning that game is everything because their basketball career is done right there, right? I mean,
from a motivation
perspective, it feels different now in this world that we're living in.
You're right, and you nailed it. And it's also like when people went after the Patriots, okay? It's also like when now they're going after the Chiefs, and it's like when people were going after Alabama football or whoever was the top. For the longest time, Big Blue Nation was one of those marquee. It was a blue blood. You circled it around. It was like beating Duke. It was like beating, Kansas. And now, is that still there? I don't know. Jay Wright, former coach who had some really good insight, talking about the idea of one and dones in college basketball now with the transfer portal and teams getting older and being able to cherry pick guys from Northern Colorado and Louisiana Tech and Southern Miss onto these programs that are 22, 23 year old men. That's the future of winning college basketball. Coach Cal will continue to win the NBA draft, but if you're a Kentucky fan, you don't care about that anymore. You need to actually see games in March. And he said this team was built for March. They weren't.
Burnsy, one thing I'm going to push back on, though, and as we did this morning, is Michigan told Jim Harbaugh, you have to take a pay cut. But he was willing to. Do you think Mitch Barnhart, AD at Kentucky, is going to go to Coach Cal and say, you've got to take a pay cut? And would he be willing to?
I don't think he would be willing to. I mean, I don't see that. And I think that's part of the problem, is that to a certain extent, you can be elitist as long as you are elite. Okay? That's no longer the case with Coach Cal. And I think he still, there was a humbling amongst Jim Harbaugh to realize, hey, as kooky and weird and kind of crazy as I am, I'm not getting it done. And he understands that. I mean, listen to what Coach Cal had to say. And it was just regurgitating everything he said over the last 4 or 5 years, going, I mean, we got a great recruiting class coming in, and I'm excited, and I'm hurt for these guys. And I do think he hurts. I mean, I think he wants to win, but I don't see the same passion. You and I went through this morning, and we talked about how many other coaches in the SEC right now.
This is amazing.
Through and
fire
say.
Fire off to Amber. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Nate Oates, Bruce Pearl, Todd Golden. You look at Barnes.
Three-piece.
Okay, I mean, Buzz Williams. I mean, you go through the list, and I looked at right now, I would want the passion and the X's and O's about maybe 9 to 10 SEC coaches before I would pick Coach Cal. And the only reason why I think about that is the fact that the X's and O's haven't worked. He can recruit, but you still have to win a ball game, and he's not winning those ball games when it matters.
But guys, he's 65 years old, and you keep making the Harbaugh comparison. Harbaugh hadn't had any of the success there at Michigan. So it differs a bit from Coach Cal, where he has had the success. It was just a long time ago.
Pre-NIL, pre-transfer portal. And that was when, hey, there was a couple of programs you went to that just being the big man on campus or whatever marketing opportunities you got or whatnot, you went to those schools. But then now that everybody else can play by the same rules and the same advantages, he hasn't taken advantage of it. I mean, when the game changed for Nick Saban around college football, he didn't complain about it and keep doing the same thing. He changed. He went to RPO, fast-paced offense. He went and hired Lane Kiffin, which is the complete opposite of who Nick Saban is. And guess what? It worked. Now Coach Cal has to learn from the guys that are doing it well, and if not, he's going to get left behind.
But Nick Saban also left. He also retired because he did not enjoy having to adjust to the changes in his 60s. It can't be fun.
The last thing on this, and I know it's tough. I don't think a change is going to be made. It's $33 million. It's a boatload of money, okay? I think he'll be back next year. But if you did decide to make a move, there was never a better time in the history of Kentucky basketball to make this move. Because the fan base is still there. It's still a great brand. And it's never been lower than it is. You're talking about buying a blue chip stock right now at its absolute low point. And if you're going to make a choice and change, that's going to be a highly coveted position if they do decide to make a move.
All right, Burnsy, as we turn you loose, this is the most important question we're going to ask you this evening. Which guy is worse? And you posed this morning, and we are stealing it here now here on Amber and Ian on ESPN Radio. The guy who comes up to you nonstop going, hey, check out my bracket? Okay. Or is it fantasy football guy? Or is it check out my, hey, let me tell you about my round of golf guy?
It's golf guy. It's golf guy.
Oh, wow.
Golf guy. Because at least like fantasy football wise, if we're talking like a preview, like, hey, man, who are you going to start this week? I don't know. I might start this person. Oh, I'm thinking about it too. Like there's some strategy that both parties can you know, take advantage of. Okay, at the end
bracket
of the day,
bracket guy. Let me tell you about my bracket guy.
Yeah, but guy might be, what if you and I are in the same bracket and you're like, hey man, I really need Colorado to go on a run. Oh, I want to know that because if you and I are in the same bracket, I'm like, well, I had Colorado losing to Florida or whatever it might be.
What about splitting face card guy against a six and you're playing third base?
That's not even the conversation. That's go straight to hell. Don't pass go. I mean, you split face cards in Vegas, and especially if you do it
on third base.
Do it at third base, I mean, you're dead to me. Absolutely.
That's why we love you.
Well, thanks for the content, Peter. We are going to end up posing this question to America to find out who is the worst guy. Peter Burns, SEC Network. Also, check him out Sunday mornings right here on ESPN Radio. Best week ever, 7 to 10 a.m. Eastern. Thanks, Peter.
See y'all.
I love it. Yeah, dude. I mean, and I'm with him. If you split face cards in Vegas, Amber, drawn and quartered.
That's the worst guy? I feel like that's not the same, though.
No, it's not the worst.
Yeah, I think the other guys are lumped into a particular category.
Yeah.
For me, golf guy actually isn't the worst guy, because I would say golf guy is actually out there. Like, he's doing something, you know? He's, like, physically participating.
I don't want to hear about your golf score. I don't care about your golf round. I don't care.
But I don't care about your fantasy football team.
I don't care about that guy either. I mean, they all drive me insane. Which one is worse? If you had to deal with one person and you could remove one from the face of the planet, which one would you say, jettison, you're out of here? Bracket guy, fantasy football guy, golf guy, splitting face cards guy, showing baby pictures without request guy. It's another one.
I think bracket guy doesn't bother me that much because it's only once a year. But you chime in, America. Who do you think is the worst guy? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We'll take your calls next here on ESPN Radio.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Keeping you updated on all of the madness here on Amber and Ian. Amber and Ian presented by Progressive Insurance. Right now, Texas A&M up pretty big on Nebraska, 53-39. So maybe we'll finally get another SEC team that will still be dancing. Ooh. If they keep things up. Right now, about 2.5 minutes, just over 2.5 minutes left in the first. Duke leading the way over Vermont, 28-18. So we'll keep you updated on that one. That one has just over 5 minutes left in the first. On the women's side of things, Baylor, 69-49 over Vandy right now, 9:15 left in the fourth. And Drake in Colorado went solid. Colorado won 24-21. So we'll keep you updated on all of the live action here all throughout the evening on Amber and Ian. Plus, of course, we're talking about all the biggest storylines of the madness. It has been truly mad so far. If you missed anything here, you can always check out the podcast on the ESPN app. But importantly, we were talking about who's the worst kind of guy. And I noticed you said guy, not gal, Ian, which I appreciate, because I do feel like that this is more of a guy thing. We're the
person,
smarter gender, right?
Oh, you are.
Oh, no, person. Now we're making it gender neutral.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah.
Who's the worst person? Okay. Fantasy football guy or gal who won't stop talking about their fantasy football team, bracket guy, or round of golf guy?
Or
who was your vote?
Go all the way out. Like, I mean, you can go, hey,
or showing
pictures of your guy, of your kids guy, or the splitting face cards against a six guy. That dude should be never allowed in a casino again and taken to a public square and flogged. I mean,
but that's not the same thing as splitting aces, right? Like, that's different.
We're no, you about have splitting to split aces. Always
right,
split
so you're
aces.
Just talking about splitting
face
kings,
cards.
Like, randomly
yes.
splitting kings.
Just face cards. You have a 20 against a 6. You have a winning hand.
Right.
Don't split it. Don't. Pigs get fat.
I don't know who's doing
hogs
that. That's
get
like,
slaughtered. I've seen
that's
it.
That's just against
I've been at
the
a table.
Unwritten rules of blackjack.
Yes, and I've been at a table where I've seen it, done it, and I get my chips, and I get the hell up. Especially,
yeah, I don't.
As Peter Burns just joined us, right, from SEC Network, when that guy's playing third base and does that, at that moment, grab your chips, get the hell out. Gone.
I don't feel like I don't feel like that guy, though, is the annoying guy. He's just the I don't know how to play blackjack guy.
I don't want to hear about your round of golf. I don't care about your round of golf. I don't care how good it was. I don't care how bad it was. It doesn't matter to me. I don't play fantasy sports, right? So fantasy guy is a very close second for me when it comes to golf guy. And James Steele is a big fantasy guy. I get it. James, hold on. We're going to let you weigh in here in 1 second. But, you know, you made a good point because bracket guy also drives me nuts. But you brought up a great point, Amber, and that is the bracket dude only shows up. Yeah, you go. Right. Yeah.
Once a year.
Yeah.
You only have to deal with it once a year, and we're all doing it. 888-SAY-ESPN if you want to weigh into the conversation. So around the control room, James Steele, who's the worst kind of guy?
I mean, all those guys you listed off, I think they're all me. I always want to talk about my fantasy football team. I built a really great dynasty team. I was like first in my league, and
I won some money in there.
I mean, I can tell you who I have on there if you want me to.
No, I don't.
No, we're good.
I show pictures of my kids all the time. I love my kids.
That's true,
they're great.
You do. Yeah,
they're the best part of me.
That's just being proud of your
Yeah,
kids.
I don't know. I don't think that's being a bad guy, but I do that.
Yeah, but hold on. You show it to your to us, friends, but if a random person, if you're at a sports bar and you make conversation and you go, hey, look at my kids. Let me show you pictures.
I don't talk to
that guy drives me insane.
Oh, okay, yeah.
They're just so proud.
Yeah.
That guy doesn't bother me. That guy's just a proud papa.
I don't want to talk to anyone whenever I'm out, usually. So,
you don't like humans?
Not really. That's why we live at the end of a dead end.
Let's get to the
phone.
Let's go.
Let the bushes go up.
Well, Harry, chime in here. Harry Black, who is the guy?
I would say it's got to be the fantasy football guy, just because, like you said, Amber, the bracket – that comes once a year. And even when someone says something about their bracket, it's usually in passing. It's usually, oh, I had Auburn going far in my bracket, something like that. So you can just kind of brush it off. When it's fantasy, these people are dwelling on why Justin Jefferson didn't have like two more catches or something.
Yep.
And sending him death threats.
Yeah.
That's mine. Well, hopefully not, but unfortunately that does happen. Yeah, I think fantasy guy for me is the most annoying of those. 888-SAY-ESPN. Mitch is kind enough to call us from West Virginia. Mitch, who's the worst of those guys or gals?
Yeah, I have to agree. It's definitely the fantasy guy, and I am a fantasy guy, but you have to hear about the whole team. You can't just hear about one or two players. Like tonight with the NCAA tournament, the bracket, I did pick Yale, I have to tell you that. So I can tell you that, and then I'm done.
And you're done, but, right? You're good.
And honestly, that's not annoying to me when Mitch does that.
Because
I mean, Mitch, did you go to Yale?
No, I didn't. I wish I could have, you know, but no.
Well, I mean, you went to WVU, and you're smart enough to pick Yale. Big ups to you. My husband went to WVU. I can make that joke. But there you go, Ian. I don't bracket guy like Mitch there bragging about picking Yale. That doesn't bother me because I'm like, yo, big ups to Mitch for picking Yale. Who had Yale winning
not
that
me.
Game over Auburn? Not me.
I did not have Yale. As a matter of fact, I didn't have him plus the 12.5 or whatever the heck it was, or ended up at 12. I didn't play it either way, but I'm with him. A fantasy guy is way up there along with golf guy. Golf guy is number one for me. Fantasy guy is a 1B. It's right behind him. Jimmy in Connecticut. Jimmy, you're on ESPN Radio. What do you got?
Well, first and foremost, thank you. Ian, I've been a huge fan of yours for years, so it's a pleasure to talk to you finally.
Thank you.
And it's not really sports-related. You're welcome. And it's not really sports-related, but I don't know if you guys know direct sales guy. The coworker or guy you know at the club who says, hey, you want to come over to my house for dinner? Sure. The next thing you know, you're part of they're asking to be part of their marketing scam they sell into. In which you have to sell things and you have to buy things from this guy.
That's
that guy's annoying.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
Sales
guy.
A, I think that that's particularly applicable if you're a woman. You know, like all sorts of other women, you have friends, you have multiple friends that are selling you hair products, that are selling you makeup, that are selling you drinks. Like everybody I know is involved in what appears to me to be a pyramid scheme, but they're all, you know, trying to make their side hustle and sell all these products on the side. So I can totally relate to that. I know all, but I mean, do you, Boo? Some people it really works out for, but I could totally relate to that. Coming up next here on Amber and Ian, more of your calls. Plus, it has been truly madness in March, and we have some breaking news out of Major League Baseball. That's all next here on ESPN Radio.